Overnight, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes walking out of court a convicted felon after being found guilty of knowingly misleading investors about her company's blood testing technology. Holmes, once the world's youngest self-made female billionaire,
we've made it possible to run comprehensive laboratory tests from a tiny sample or a few drops of blood.
Found guilty on 4 of 11 counts of criminal fraud. The jury, 8 men and 4 women, who spent 7 days deliberating, also found Holmes not guilty on 4 charges concerning defrauding patients. On 3 additional counts, there was no verdict as the jury remained deadlocked.
I think that it reflects a very conscientious group of men and women that were deciding Ms. Holmes' fate in this case.
Over the course of 15 weeks, jurors heard the testimony of 32 witnesses, including former Theranos board member General James Mattis, employees, patients, and even Holmes herself, who spent 7 days on the witness stand denying allegations she intentionally deceived anyone about the effectiveness of Theranos' blood testing technology. When asked if investors had lost money because she'd misled them, Holmes replied, "Of course not." But during a previous sworn deposition, Holmes admitted that a number of her prior claims were not always accurate.
I know that we made so many mistakes.
Holmes, now 37, raised almost $1 billion from the likes of media titan Rupert Murdoch, the family of former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, and the Waltons, heirs to the Walmart fortune. She now faces up to 20 years in prison and will be sentenced by the judge at a later date.